What's up, everybody? Steve Barton here. Thank you for tuning in. If you're liking these videos, please hit the like and subscribe with the little bell notification icon, and you'll be notified of future episodes. Okay, we're going to go into Monday market moves. What is going to happen with the market, and what bets can we place this coming week to make some money? All right, I'm going to share my screen here, and we will go to the charts. Here is the S&P 500. 2 weeks ago, we talked about a possible trading idea of putting it in on the SPY. When we talked about that, the SPY was at about 3,700. We said that a sell point could be 3,900 and then sell more at 4,000. And if you're feeling really froggy, you could hope that it goes up to 4,100. We hit the 3,900 and then we got a bearish reversal bar going down. A lot of that has to do with the Fed news and them. We knew that the market had priced in 75 basis point hike, and they also gave some speak about how Jerome Powell was saying that the market's got priced in another 50 basis points for December. He gave the impression that they're going to continue to do more than that, and I don't know, we'll see. That's why it went down. As far as the technicals go, if we zoom in on the daily chart here, we got a reversal bar on Friday suggesting we could go up. We got some resistance at the 50-day moving average. Still got some room to run before the 200-day moving average. This, to me, looks 50-50, so I wouldn't be placing any bets on this. Our Cameco bet from a few weeks ago is working out quite well. We got in around $21. It's at almost 23 now. Still a really good buy in my mind. Buys towards this trend line here. If you want to put in a limit order or simply buy it where it's at now, it's still a really good deal. If you want to try to get it cheaper, I would say a stink bid is probably around $21. If you want to get in one for 22, that's also good. Our other bet on BHP has paid off quite well. We got in at $48 and right now it's up at 53. They pay an amazing dividend. I would say a limit order anywhere along this trend line, which is around $47, $48, is a steal. Okay, so what can we expect for this week going forward? I didn't think I would be saying this, but I am. This is the TLT. Okay, so these are government bonds. Now take a look at this graph. This is quite impressive. We've got, just look at that just falling knife here. So basically, the easy way to look at bonds here is essentially you're loaning the government money, they're paying you back some interest on it. So think of it like as the yields, as the interest on these bonds go up, the price of the bond goes down. As the interest rate goes down, then the value of the bonds go up, right? So since the Fed has been hiking rates, since the yield on these bonds has been getting better, the price of the bond has been going down. Now, I recently heard from several smart people that I follow that this decline in bonds, the rate of decline in the bonds, is the fastest 1 year time frame that bonds have fallen since the year 1788. Think about that. That's 234 years. Okay. So I think we're actually approaching a pretty good deal. Okay. You can't really technically trade these things. So I don't want to, get into some like resistance levels here or anything, but it does say a lot that since the Fed has been hiking rates so quickly in such a short period of time, the value or the price of these bonds has just plummeted. Okay. When the Fed pivots, when the Fed decides that, okay, we've put enough we've raised the interest rates far enough, and now we're going to pause, or we're going to pivot and start to start lowering rates again, the value of these bonds is going to go up. Where is that point? Here on the TLT right now, it's $94. Does that mean that we're going to get down to 87, or we're going to get down to 82? I don't know. But my point is, I don't think it would be a big mistake to start purchasing a little bit of TLT, maybe on a weekly or monthly basis, with the intention of holding this for the next 18 to 24 months, right? You could also play it a lot more short term if you wanted. You could go on treasurydirect.gov and you could buy, they have the shortest durations they've got there for bills is, now a bill is, let's see, it'd be 4 weeks, so 1 month to 1 year. A bond is 1 year and above, right, time frame. So you could go on Treasury Direct and you could purchase bills. Right now, the 4 week bills are paying 3.4 or 3.6 per year. And you could get those on a rotating basis. So let's say you have an extra 20 grand in cash, and maybe it's part of your emergency fund. You could, if you have 20 grand, you could put in $5,000 1 week, then put in another $5,000 the next week, and put in $5,000 the third week and $5,000 the fourth. Now you have pretty liquid, right? You can't access it for 4 weeks, but if you do it on a weekly basis like that, you could have rolling $5,000 or whatever your emergency fund expenses would be. If that is 2,000, if it's 5,000, if it's 20, it doesn't matter. But you actually get a little bit of interest on this, and you can auto reinvest this. So it's essentially cash that is on a 1 week rotating basis that's at least getting you something, right? But what I'm going to do is I'm going to start purchasing small amounts of TLT with the idea that we're probably approaching a bottom here. This is going to be a longer term hold. And the bet is essentially, when is the Fed going to pivot? When are they going to say that, 4.5% Fed funds rate is enough? We're going to stop. We're going to wait and see what the market does. And then when they reverse that and they start lowering interest rates again, this is going to make us a lot of money. Okay, so TLT, dollar cost averaging into this, and 18 to 24 month time frame, year and a half to 2 years. All right, I have a quote of the day that I think a great pearl of wisdom from one of our big thinkers today, Nancy Pelosi. She says, and I quote, "The fight is not about inflation. It's about the cost of living." I hope you guys have a great rest of the day, and I will talk to you next time.